You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Tacoma Opera is staging the world premiere of a new production this Friday that presents a dark story from the city's past. NWPB's Lauren Gallup spoke with the creators of the opera, which centers on the Chinese expulsion from Tacoma.
The opera opens on Chinese New Year, early morning, family waiting for the sunrise.
Gregory Yutz is the composer of Tacoma Method. He, alongside librettist Zhang Er, created the opera to tell the story of what happened in Tacoma in 1885. On November 3rd, leaders of the city, including the mayor and police chief, along with everyday citizens, drove 200 Chinese people out of their homes, burning their businesses and residences to the ground. That incident became heralded as the Tacoma Method to rid communities of Chinese people during an era of anti-Chinese sentiment nationwide. It's a dark story that's impact lingers to this day, yet Er says she chose to start the opera with the important and joyous celebration of the Chinese New Year to show the Chinese were a vibrant part of society in Tacoma during the time.
This community has been there. It was established before major part of the Tacoma, the white settlers come in through the railroad. You have to have Chinese here first before the railroad to be built, and then before the settler come in.
As the Northern Pacific Railway was being laid, there was a labor strike. So the company hired Chinese workers to complete the railroad, who then settled in communities along the West Coast. This year is the 150th commemoration of the Northern Pacific Railway coming to Tacoma. The Tacoma Historical Society is recognizing this in an exhibit entitled Dreams and Disposition. Doug Andreasen is vice president of the Historical Society. He says the exhibit retells the wealth and success, but also the sadness and terror that came with the railroad. When the anti-Chinese sentiment reached a climax with the expulsion of the Chinese from Tacoma, Andreasen says Northern Pacific had a chance to speak up and stop it.
The Northern Pacific said nothing at the time.
When researching the story, Er says she struggled to find archival information that explained the history from a Chinese perspective.
I found lots of materials about what happened actually from the Western settlers' perspective, because local newspapers has articles or advertisements about the political movement of Chinese Moscow. That's the slogan advertised everywhere.
She had to glean information from Portland and San Francisco's Chinatowns, which painted a rich, vibrant picture of the immigrant communities that existed in the 1800s. Er says the painful legacy and wounds still exist from the expulsion. Tacoma still does not have a Chinatown. Mezzo-soprano Hai Ting Chin stars in the opera. Her hauntingly powerful vocals enrich the narrative. Yutz and Er say the opera is one way, years later, creatives are responding to this dark history to remind and educate people about what happened over 100 years ago and how this can impact a city today.
This is not just a production by Tacoma Opera. This is the city talking to itself about its own history.
Reporting from Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.